This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
All right, we're covering this story thanks to our colleagues at CBS, which we certainly appreciate, and that would be Mike Lyons, political consultant for CBS News, joins us here on line number one. Mike, thanks for sorry about that. Hey, Mike, how are you this afternoon?
Good afternoon. Great to be with you.
Good to be with you, sir. Well, the Armed Services Committee, as I'm sure it was expected, gave the vote of confidence to David Petraeus for Afghanistan. Now, what would be the next step for the layperson in getting this process going? It looks like this should be pretty smooth, right? Are we fair to assume that?
Right. He's going to the full Senate, where he'll have to get approval here as a four-star general. Even though it's somewhat of a demotion for him, he's already actually was General McChrystal's boss. But any four-star general officer positions have to be approved by the Senate. So that's the next step in the process.
Mike, and people have debated this back and forth when it came to General McChrystal. And there's two ways of looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
Article in a magazine, is it fair to say, has basically caused a man's military career who has achieved a rank that high to end? How do you look at that situation? Is it one of those things where the president, in military circles, and granted, civilians think differently than military personnel. So is it that whole adage of you must have respect for the commanding officer, and anything that suggests that you don't, it becomes a problem?
Yeah. There's no question that's what it was. I mean, the president acted in a manner that, you know, literally every president before him has done. We've got to have, you know, a complete, bright line between civilian and military authorization and control, where the civilian president controls the military. You know, we can't have a situation where there'll be a coup d'etat where the military takes over this environment. So, you know, the thing is, what's changed is how that's been delivered. I mean, in the past, in history, sometimes these conversations have taken place behind closed doors, and general officers have retired and resigned. But in this situation, you know, because of the media and their access to the military right now, you don't know where this is going to come from. It could be a blog, it could be in a magazine article like we saw, it could be an interview, and it's just much more difficult on some level for the military in terms of, you know, they've just got to keep their mouth shut on some level and not give the media this kind of access and let them know their deepest thoughts.
But we're talking with Mike Lyons, military consultant for CBS News, kind enough to join us here at 4:49 in our last couple of minutes here. And that leads me to the next question, Mike. I'm always curious about this from a national security standpoint. The general feeling, and you may not be able to represent everybody, but the general feeling of military personnel, does the public and the media have too much access to, I guess, what is going on, or initiatives or things of the sort?
You know, we always struggle with this trade-off between liberty and security. On the liberty side comes this access of, this fourth institution of the media and democracy, and have it as open as possible. But there are national security interests that outweigh that at times. And that's, you know, in the last 10 years here, given the fact that, you know, we've had reporters embedded in military units, it's been a real challenge to kind of continue to trade that off. And, the media does what it can, but in certain cases, you know, the media is not perfect either. And this is a situation where I'm not even sure this guy realized the extent of the what would happen to General McChrystal and what would be the result of his article.
Yeah, Mike Lyons, military consultant for CBS News at 4:50. When we look at the situation in the Middle East, Mike, from what you can tell, is the primary objective of our armed forces from a national security standpoint of our interest in that area, is it Afghanistan? How much attention is still paid to Iraq? And I guess even on the outside, the nuclear proliferation and the plans of Iran.
Yeah, there's no question that there's a full plate at any given time with regard to the military, whose primary mission is to fight the nation's wars. It's the army and the military is an extension of foreign policy. So, sometimes we've gotten that backwards and we've led with the military as opposed to leading with foreign policy. You know, I thought this president was going to do the opposite. I thought he was going to lead more with foreign policy. But we're kind of doubling down right now in Afghanistan. There's clearly a crisis situation happening in Iran. Iraq seems to be stable, but that's the middle of what's a very big tinderbox, and we've seen what happens before when that becomes unstable. So, as we've shifted in our course of history, so to speak, you know, there's always something out there. And the Cold War, we fought against the Russians and communism, and the wall falls, and now this terrorism threat comes up. This is a matter of national security, though. If we don't get it right in Afghanistan, if we end up leaving there without some kind of, not necessarily victory, but some kind of stable situation, I'm afraid that will have long-term national security consequences for us.
Mike Lyons is with us, military consultant for CBS News. Mike, do you think that 2011 is a date that we've seen for initial troops to be leaving Afghanistan? Is that a reasonable expectation at this point?
I don't think so. I think that we've only really focused on Afghanistan in the last 2 years. It's much more difficult than Iraq. We've shown we couldn't fight that two-front war there. The July 11th date, to start this process that might take 20 years from there, I think is mincing words. If the intent, clearly people want the intent to be starting July of 2011, we're going to wind down troops, leave Afghanistan. We're just never going to leave neither Iraq nor Afghanistan, I don't think, in any time soon, under this president's administration, under the next president's administration. And I think that as soon as we kind of get down to that and really understand the length of the time we're going to be there, I think we'll all be better off.
Is it one of those situations where there will always need to be some type of United States presence to try to stabilize that region?
I think so. I think that this administration right now is looking very much in terms of going down the same path as what the previous administration did in Iraq. So, presidents, they run on one way to get elected, but once they govern, they have to, keep all these other forces at bay with them. So, I do think it's the right thing in terms of, given the investment that's been made there, given the strategic resources now that exist in Afghanistan, given the palladium and all of the mineral deposits that were recently found, over $1 trillion, that's real money that can get translated into bad things if it gets in the hand of the wrong people.
Yeah. Mike Lyons, a military consultant for CBS, kind enough to join us and hear it 4:54. All right, Mike, before we let you go, finally, we talk about having that consistent presence over in the Middle East for a substantial amount of time. David Petraeus, as you talked about earlier, as he comes over there, what do you think he brings? Does he just bring stability, or is there an opportunity to really start to try to advise this administration in its plans?
Well, here's a guy that was considered a Bush general officer. He was appointed by Bush to fix Iraq and was very successful with this counterinsurgency strategy. Now, it had a lot better underpinnings in Iraq in terms of an educated middle class and an infrastructure, but he's got a much more difficult task in Afghanistan. First, this administration, the Obama administration, tried to put some distance between themselves and General Petraeus, but then quickly realized he's the only general officer in a stable of general officers that could do this job. So he brings a cerebral, not necessarily an emotional type of characteristic to the battlefield. He's not, he's not a General George Patton. He's more of a General Omar Bradley. So, he brings competence, clear commitment, and all those things. However, it just remains to be seen whether or not all the other factors, the Afghan government, the security forces in Afghanistan, the cooperation with the Pakistan government, the civilians that are in Afghanistan, all those things have got to go well and right in order for us to succeed right now.
Mike, military personnel, from those that they accept their mission and they honorably carry it out. But do we know what the military feels like, or is that determined by the administration, what victory looks like in Afghanistan, which gets asked a ton, I'm sure. But
yep.
But what are your thoughts in there?
Well, a soldier defines victory for himself and herself in small units based on their mission that they're doing that day. I mean, we'd like to take a look at the nationalistic picture. It gets back to that age-old question of why people join the military and why people fight. People fight for the person to the left and to the right for them. It's the same thing that's happening right now in Afghanistan. They're going to leave feeling they've been successful as they've accomplished their mission. But at the global, at the strategic level, no question, what good looks like is Afghanistan is a free country, a democracy that can secure its own self, can secure its borders, is a participant in the national community of nations. The question is whether that happens in 5 years, 20 years, or never is really what's going to define victory in Afghanistan.
Yeah. Mike Lyons, military consultant. We have kept you too long, my friend. Thank you very much for your contribution. And I know our audience appreciates it. So thanks for being with us.
Great. No problem. Anytime. Great to be with you.
Take care, sir.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.